Certainly appreciate the good prayer Bruce led us in a few moments ago. Appreciate Max leading us in song as we blended our voices together in praise to our Almighty God. Appreciate that good reading that Steve just gave to us there from the book of Proverbs. And appreciate the presence of each and every one here this morning. And I'd like to encourage everyone to have an open Bible as we prepare to discuss how the Bible says to treat your mother. I want to begin this morning by sharing with you what a 19th century American writer once said. And he said, and I quote, "A mother is the truest friend we have. When trials get heavy and suddenly fall upon us, when adversity takes the place of prosperity, when friends desert us, when trouble thickens all around us, still she will cling to us and endeavor by her kind precepts and counsels to dissipate the clouds of darkness and cause peace to return to our hearts." End quote. How true, right? How true. And you see, the point is, a mother is special. A mother is special. However, there are sadly many today who often take for granted just how special their mother truly is. And due to that, many often mistreat their mother, and they give her very little admiration. So with these thoughts pressed upon our minds this morning, let's be reminded of the fact that our mother is special. And let's go to the Bible to be reminded of how we ought to properly treat our mother. And I begin by informing us this morning that the Bible says, do not despise your mother. To despise can be defined as to consider beneath one's notice or respect. Simply put, when one despises another, they regard that person as being unworthy of one's consideration. And unfortunately, there are some today who disrespect their mother. There are unfortunately some today who have absolutely no regard toward their mother whatsoever. They consider their mother beneath their notice or respect. However, did you know that the Bible says a foolish man despises his mother? Did you know that? You see, we learn about that there in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 20, and there it's recorded. A wise man makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. I want you to notice the contrast found there. Did you see that contrast between a wise son and a foolish man? You see, it said that a wise son, he does what? He maketh his father glad. But on the flip side of that coin, it says a foolish man does what? Despises his mother. You see, when you think about one who is wise, you think about one who is prudent. One who is prudent, one who is virtuous, one who is godly. And it is said of that type of character that they make their father glad. But the opposite of being prudent, of virtuous or godly, is foolish. And it is said that a foolish man, it is he who despises his mother. It's important to note when the wise man said a foolish man despises his mother, he's simply saying that to despise his mother is to cause her the deepest grief. And unfortunately, there are some children today who deeply grieve their mother due to their foolishness. I venture to say you probably know some like that, don't you? And you want to know something? It should never be. No one should despise their mother. For as the Bible says, a foolish man, it is he who despises his mother. And may we all always remember that the Bible says, do not despise your mother when she is old. You see, when old age comes upon your mother, you're still not to despise your mother. When old age comes upon your mother, you're still to have respect for your mother. And we need to be mindful that when old age comes upon our mothers, not to despise them, but rather to continue to respect them and to profit from their continued love and advice that comes from their old age. We need to take advantage of that, don't we? You see, we need to thank God for giving our mother a long life on earth when our mother comes to be of old age. We need to be thankful. We need to be thankful that God has given her a long life. And we need to remember that when our mother becomes old, she should not be despised, but rather she should receive special attention and care. When I think about this, I'm mindful of what the wise man said there in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 22. And there the wise man said, "Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old." Unfortunately, there are some, when their mothers get old, they think, "Oh, she's so old and outdated, she just don't know anything anymore. I know more than what mom knows. I don't need to listen to mom anymore." But remember what is said there in Proverbs 23 and verse 22. We still need to be a people who take notice and respect our mothers even when she's old, don't we? You see, a mother, even when she's old, she still knows what she's talking about, doesn't she? She still knows what she's talking about. And she's able to not only to give us that continual love through her old age, but she's also able to give us that continual good advice that comes with experience. We talked about that a little bit this morning in Bible class, didn't we? We talked about what a good definition of wisdom was. Knowledge plus experience equals wisdom, right? And you want to know something? Those of us who are fortunate enough to still have our mothers here with us, we need to be mindful that even when she's old, we need to listen to her. We need to regard her as worthy of our consideration. And we need to be reminded that we're not to despise our mother even when she's old, but rather we are to give her special care and attention. But I also remind us this morning that the Bible not only says do not despise your mother, but rather the Bible says to respect your mother. To respect denotes a feeling of deep admiration for someone. Again, we need to be mindful of the need to be showing our mothers respect. We need to be mindful of the need to show appreciation to our mothers. Again, however, there are some today who absolutely have no respect to their mother whatsoever. There are some today, unfortunately, who show no appreciation at all for their mother. However, the Bible teaches that mothers are to be regarded and that they are worthy of respect. You see, the Bible teaches that God has always desired for children to have respect for both their father and their mother. Did you know that, young people? Did you know that? Did you know that God has always desired for children to respect both their dad and their mom? You see, we learn about this even going back there to the Ten Commandments that are found recorded there in Exodus chapter 20. And did you know what the fifth commandment was given there in Exodus 20 and verse 12? Honor your father and your mother. Simply put, God desired his people of old to respect both their father and their mother. And we go on to learn there in Ephesians chapter 6. Open up your Bibles with me, if you will, there to Ephesians the 6th chapter. And notice with me this instruction to children beginning there in verse number 1. There Paul writes, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord." Why, Paul? "For this is right." But he didn't stop there, did he? Notice what he said there, picking up in verse 2. He said, "Honor your father and your mother," which is the first commandment with promise, "that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth." You see, we learn here in Ephesians the 6th chapter, and pay attention, young people. I want your attention. We see here where Paul says that children are not only to submit to the instruction and correction of their parents. Not only are children to obey their parents, but he goes on to say they are also to highly esteem them with honor. What a sad thing it is in our society today that there are so many children who fail to recognize this instruction of the inspired apostle. What a sad thing it is that there are so many young people today who totally disrespect their parents, who absolutely have no respect for them whatsoever. They don't submit in obedience to their commands and their correction, and they show them absolutely no honor at all. And we need to be mindful, young people and older people alike, the need to be showing respect to our parents. You see, when the Bible speaks of the need to honor your father and your mother, we need to be mindful of the need to honor them, not only in thought, but also in word, and also in deed. Remember that. Remember that. Be one who renders the proper respect to your mother in thought, in word, and in deed. And be mindful of the fact that those children, those of us who have a mother who is a good role model for us, we need not to only respect her, but we also need to praise her. You see, a godly mother, and by the way, I hope each and every one of you picked up our bulletin this morning. There's a great article in there in regard to the need for godly mothers today. I hope you all got one of those. Hope you take the time to read that. Great article. But we need to be mindful that when we are fortunate enough to have a godly mother in our life, a godly woman who serves as a good role model for us, not only do we need to respect her, but we also need to praise her. When I think about that, I cannot help but to think about the virtuous woman that we read about in Proverbs chapter 31. Go with me, if you will, in your Bibles there to Proverbs chapter 31. And I want you to notice, as good Bible students, we're very mindful of the virtuous wife, the virtuous woman that we read about here in the context of Proverbs chapter 31, picking up in verse number 10. But I want you to pay attention with me and notice these words found recorded for us beginning here in verse number 28. It says, "Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her." Notice what the praise given to this woman is there in verse 29. "Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all." Think about those words of wisdom for a moment. And understand that a woman of godly character deserves the respect and praise of her children. You see, not only does a woman of godly character, not only do her children see her godly attributes, but as we learn here in Proverbs 31, they also bless her. They speak of her godly attributes and they bless her. It says her children rise up and call her blessed. Think about that. You see, this is not only a description of a virtuous woman, but it's also an exhortation to children to bless and praise the mother of a godly character. Think about that, young people. Those of you young people that are present here today, I'm here to tell you you're blessed that you have a godly mother in your life.
You're blessed to have a godly mother.
And you need to be reminded of the fact that your mother not only deserves your respect, but she also deserves your praise. You need to praise your mother for her godliness. You need to let her know, "Mom, I'm happy that you're in my life." You need to let her know that you're thankful for her godly attributes. And that you're thankful that she's your mother. You see, when I think about this praise that is given there in verse 29, "Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all." It's a praise simply saying, "Mom, you're the best. You're the best." Young people, sometimes you need to let your mother know that she's the best. Sometimes you just need to tell her, "I'm thankful for you, Mom. You're the best." And we need to be mindful of the need to respect and to praise our mothers. But the Bible also teaches us the need to obey our mother. To obey means to comply with the command or instruction of a person or law. And did you know that the Bible says, "Do not forsake the law of your mother"? Simply put, when the wise man says, "Do not forsake the law of your mother," he's simply saying, don't forgo the teaching of your mother. Don't forsake her teaching, her instruction. And when I think about that, I'm mindful of the need for mothers to be laying down the law in the home. Mothers today need to be mindful of the fact that the home is their domain. And they need to be laying down the law in the home, don't they? And children need to understand that when Mom lays down the law in the home, they need to listen. They need to pay attention. They need to obey. We learned there in Proverbs chapter 1, beginning in verse 8, it's recorded, "My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother." Why? Well, notice, "For they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck." The wise man goes on to say there in Proverbs chapter 6. Open up your Bibles with me, if you will, there to Proverbs, the 6th chapter. And there in Proverbs chapter 6, beginning there at verse number 20, these words of wisdom are given. "My son, keep your father's command, and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you." Did you notice the connection between Proverbs chapter 1 and Proverbs chapter 6? Did you notice that? You see, the wise man mentions in both places the need for one not to forsake the law of their mother. But he goes on to tell them why that's important, doesn't he? He goes on to tell them to remind them that the law of their mother, the teachings of their mother, that instruction that she gives them in the home. And by the way, a godly mother, she's going to not only be laying down the law in her home, but she's also going to be instructing her children in the basics of love, morality, obedience, and admonition of the Lord, isn't she? She's going to be properly bringing up her children. And the wise man's saying, hey, don't forsake your mother's teaching, instruction. Don't forsake her law. Listen to it. Heed it. And keep it with you. Because it's going to do you much good. And children, we need to be mindful of that. We need to be mindful of the need to pay attention and take heed to the teaching and instruction of not only our father, but also our mother. And we need to remember and never forget that the Bible instructs children to obey their parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord, as we see there in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 20. And when the Bible says, obey your parents, children, guess what? That includes mom too. That includes mom too. You see, there are many children today, they don't give mom as much respect as they give dad when it comes to obedience. But we need to be mindful of the fact that as children, that door of obedience swings both ways. We need to be mindful to not only obey our dad, but we also need to be mindful to obey mom as well. And when you think about the need for children to obey their parents, the need for children to yield in subjection to their mother, the one who brought them forth, the one who bore them, we need to be mindful of the fact, children, that our mothers have just as much authority over us as our fathers do. And we need to yield in subjection to them and have authority and submit to the authority that they have over us. And when you think about why this should be, I venture to say some of you young people before have submitted the question, when your mother is giving you an instruction, you'd say, well, why? Why, Mom? Why do I need to do that? I bet you say some of you young people have answered your mom like that, haven't you? You ever answer your mom like that, Luke? Yeah, I bet you say you probably have, haven't you? But you want to know something? You want to know something? You want to know why it's important to obey your parents in all things? The best reason? It's found here in verse 20 of Colossians 3. For it is well-pleasing to the Lord. Young people, remember that. The next time mom tells you something, tells you to do something, no matter what it is, you need to do it without question, and you need to do it knowing that the best reason to do it is because it's well-pleasing to the Lord. Think about that. You see, the most convincing reason imaginable for obeying our parents is because it's well-pleasing to the Lord. Not just a little pleasing, but the Scripture says well-pleasing to the Lord. Therefore, next time mom tells you to do something, do it. For it is the Lord who arms our parents, that is, both mom and dad, with the authority over their children. But we also need to be mindful that the Bible says to bring your mother joy. Joy. What a comforting word, right? Just a three-letter word, but filled with so much comfort. And joy, the word can simply be defined as a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. I don't know about you, but I don't know any greater feeling than the feeling of being filled with great pleasure and happiness. You see, joy, it's the opposite of grief. And the Bible says a foolish son is the grief of his mother. As we learn there in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 1, which is recorded, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother. Again, did you notice the contrast there? Did you notice the contrast? A wise son, he does what? Makes a father glad. But a foolish son, flip side of that coin, is the grief of his mother. You see, we need to be mindful that one's foolishness, it affects more than just oneself. One's foolishness, it affects more than just oneself. For here we learn that it's described, that one's foolishness is described as the occasion of their mother's grief. It's described as the occasion of bringing their mother great sorrow. One's foolishness. And you want to know something? The Bible says, let your father and mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. You know what that tells us? It tells us that the Bible says that we need to be a people who bring joy to our mothers. We need to be a people who bring joy to the one who has bore us. And did you know? Going there to Proverbs chapter 23, turn back there with me. Keeping this in context, notice with me, beginning in verse number 24. It says, the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. And he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. Did you know what causes a mother to rejoice there? Righteousness. Righteousness. You see, a righteous child is one of the greatest joys that one can have in this life. There is no greater joy for a father or a mother than to have a child who is righteous. And we learn here in Proverbs chapter 23, verses 24 and verse 25, that the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. And we learn that we as children must let our father and our mother be glad. And we must let her who bore us rejoice. Think about that. Again, think about your mother. Think about how special she is. Think about how much pain she went through in boring you and bringing you in this world. Think about how she brought you up with such tender love and care. And think about what you can do for your mother in return. You can be righteous. And when you are righteous, you're going to give your mother the greatest gift you can ever give her. You're going to bring her joy. You're going to let the one who bore you rejoice. May we all seek to treat our mother in accordance with how the Bible instructs us to treat her. And let's be one who brings our mother joy rather than great sorrow. Maybe there's one here this morning who has not yet submitted himself in obedience to the Lord and His will. You have an opportunity to do that this very hour. For you have heard the Word of God. And if you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the one true living God, you can make a change in your life. You can repent of your sins. You can confess Jesus Christ, and you can be baptized this very hour for the remission of your sins. And you too can have that hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. And may we all always remember that the buck doesn't stop at baptism, but rather we must continue to keep on keeping on. We must continue to remain faithful unto death. For as Jesus promised in the latter part of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Maybe there's one here this morning who's already submitted themselves in obedience to the Lord and His will, but you've not been faithful. Maybe you've strayed from that straight and narrow path that leads to life. You're encouraged to repent. You're encouraged to confess your sins to God and ask Him for His forgiveness. You're encouraged to get back on that straight and narrow path that leads to life this very hour. And if you'd like to enlist of the prayers of the saints here, we'd be more than happy to pray with or for you. So if there would be one here this morning, who'd be subject to the Lord's gracious invitation, whatever that need may be, won't you let that need be made known now while making your way toward the front while we stand and sing the song Max has selected.